If you want to know London better, if you want to learn some things about the world's most cosmopolitan city that most people who spend their lives there never learn, I can think of no better investment than London Walks. And that was Johnny Apple, R.W. Apple, the great New York Times reporter. At the time, those words were written by Apple about 50 years ago. He was the bureau chief of the New York Times, the London bureau chief of the New York Times. And, you know, I think he pretty much got it right about London Walks 50 years on. That pronouncement of his, it stood the test of time. And, you know, I think London Walks has pretty much lived up to what Apple said about who we are, what we do, etc. And now that also goes for this new departure of ours, these virtual tours. So I thought today I'd just take up one of those virtual tours. It's mine. This is David speaking, my Kensington virtual tour, and talk a little bit about it, what we do on it, what I'm trying to do, where I'm coming from, what you get from it. Now, you know, what I'm trying to do, always as a guide, I always want to respect the past, understand the present, and be sensitive to the future. Another aim really is to make the new familiar and the familiar new. Obviously, I want to show you a great deal of Kensington, but I also want you to not just see, but see into it, to understand it. This is not an easy place to figure out. That's true of London generally. It's probably the most mysterious and secretive of all great Western cities. So a lot of things I show you on the walk are hard to find, and they're perhaps even harder to understand. So, you know, where we're coming from is, what is it about this place? What makes Kensington Kensington? I mean, what do we know about it? We know that it's the smallest of the 32 London boroughs. It's also the richest. Indeed, it's the richest district in the country. Well, how did that come about? And to answer that question, you're really being a good journalist. You have to go after who and what and where and when. And then the trickier questions, how and why. And that's, you know, what we get after on this walking tour. Then maybe the fourth thing, I've been doing this a long time. I'm the longest serving walking tour guide in London. I've been doing this for 40 years. And in those 40 years, I've learned some things about ways of looking at this city that really help you to understand it. And these are just sort of, they're keys. If you will, it's like a box of lenses. 15 or 16 of them, and you can pick each one up and look through it, and sometimes they'll reveal an aspect of the city to you that you wouldn't have seen had you not looked through that lens. So on this virtual tour, in addition to seeing a great deal of Kensington, you'll also pick up on, be advised about four or five of these tools, these lenses that I look through. Now, I'm often asked, well, what do we see? The short answer to that is, you're going to see Kensington with my eyes. Now, I've been doing this for 40 years, so you know I know Kensington pretty well, and I see a lot more of it than you see. So the short answer, yeah, you're going to see it with my eyes. The longer answer, I once, just for the fun of it, totted up. I was taking the bus to Kensington, and I got my notebook out, And I ran through in my mind the current route, and I just jotted down the, I call them the point outs, the things I make sure you see. I direct your gaze so you see these things. Some of these things, a couple of them are no bigger than a 50 pence piece. Others are huge buildings. But there, it came to about 150 point outs. And these are not, these are things you actually set your eyes on. This is not the things that you see in your mind's eye, the history that I explain that goes with it, the inside stuff, etc. So about 150 point outs. But just to give you a, you know, to shorten that list, and it's the astonishing variety of Kensington. Here's just a little taster list. You're going to see Ascot hats. You're going to see Brigitte Bardot, the French actress. You're going to see a Victorian mortuary. You're going to see, it's not a pleasant sight, but you're going to see a bear being skinned. You will see the four great biblical rivers. You will see a civet cat. What's a civet cat? It actually wasn't a cat. It's part of the mongoose family. But the point about the civet cat is the droppings of the civet cat are used in the Far East to make the most expensive coffee in the world. You're going to see the prettiest girl in London. And you'll be the only people in Kensington that afternoon that see her. You're going to see workmen, 1930s workmen, many stories up, high up on a girder. You might think, for example, it'll remind you as soon as you see them, you'll be reminded of that iconic black and white photograph, Manhattan. I think they were making the Empire State Building. There's six or seven of these workmen having their lunch on a girder suspended 80 stories up. Well, you'll see the Kensington version of that. You'll see Hugh Hefner's shoes, the Playboy man's shoes. You'll see World War II bomb damage. And, you know, you're also going to meet some of the locals. You do a walk as long as I've done it. You get accepted by the locals. They get to know you. They trust you. They like you. And they tell you things about the neighborhood that you would never find out any other way, and you'll get to meet them. So it's the experience, you will feel like you belong. It'll make you local for a couple of hours. Now, all of that is kind of how I introduced that virtual tour. And then I give people a map. I've highlighted the route. I've broken the village down into four sub-villages, and so you can see exactly the route that that we follow. The four bits are the Kensington Church Walk neighborhood, or sub-village, if you will, and then the Palace neighborhood village, the Kensington Court village, and finally the Kensington Square village. It's something like 25 streets, and of those 25 streets, six or seven of them, you cannot take a car down. You can only walk along them. They're footpaths. But I start us really properly. We go to one of these tiny little streets, and I think this is really London Walks at its best. It's classic London Walks. To get there, we have to take four side streets. So the street we're going to is this wonderful little cul-de-sac, and you would never get there, you know, without me along to take you there. There's, as I say, you have to take four side streets to get there. It's not on the way to anything. You just would miss it. And yet, it's not far at all from where that walk meets High Street, Kensington 2. But I'm going to get you there. I take you there. We take these four streets, so we get side streets, and we get there. And then, even were you to get there, you probably wouldn't walk down to the end. It's a cul-de-sac. It looks private. you just probably wouldn't go down there. But I take you down there. And when we get down there, again, without me along, you probably wouldn't see what's so very special and which I make sure you see. You have to look closely. But it's a gate. It's an ironwork gate at the end of the cul-de-sac. The detailing is wonderful, as is the backstory. It was made 25 years ago by Pete the Welder. I know Pete the Welder. He's Welsh. And it's really very beautiful. It's got this sort of fairy story quality to it. There's a kind of hand that you can see and the long, long fingers curving back. And everybody, when they see it, oh, they're just absolutely delighted to have seen it. But then there's something else that you get to see that you absolutely would not see unless, I'm along, unless the London Walks Guide is there. I reach up with my hand and I grab some of the foliage and I push it to the side. And that has to be done for you to see what's there. Pete put at the far right-hand side of the gate a wonderful little iron bird. And he's covered over by the foliage. You don't see him unless the guide pushes the foliage back. So that is classic London Walks. It's the granularity, if you will. And it's the kind of stuff that you don't see unless the guide points it out. Now, there are other things. There's the age of the houses. They're 1870s. There's the fact that they do not have a basement. The reason they don't have a basement is the underground runs underneath it. I've done some digging with census returns, for example, primary documents, and what we find out from that is that in the early days of those little houses, they were multiple occupancy. Sometimes there'd be a whole family living in just one room of these 5-6 room houses. There's also a point along the end of the cul-de-sac where I direct their gaze through a front window, and I say, look right through that front room and then through the back room, and out the back window you see a tiny little lane there, and 10 minutes from now we're going to be going up that lane. Now again, that's something that you just don't see unless you've got the guide there directing your gaze. And florally, the little cul-de-sac is brilliant. It's the best wisteria in London. The garden furniture is wonderful. It's easy to imagine the locals. So sometimes they are sitting out there having a cup of tea. There's little bits of garden sculpture that are delightful. And really the joy of it is that, as I said, we're just a stone's throw away from the tube stop. Somebody once said, London specializes in hiding the best of itself. And this tiny little cul-de-sac is a perfect case in point. So that's how it gets underway, the Kensington Virtual Tour, and indeed the real tour, the actual shoe leather on pavement tour. That's where we start. We take those four side streets to get to that cul-de-sac, and then we go down that cul-de-sac and we look at that exquisite detailing. Okay, that's all for me.